Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
Today is an answer to Sean's question earlier about, when you launch, how do you rank for chosen keywords, specific chosen keywords? And my initial response is you don't choose keywords, they choose you. And what I mean by that is, when I create campaigns for folks during launch, what we do is we pick a competitor who's doing very well. And we take their keywords. And we put those keywords into a broad match manual campaign. And why do you do broad match to begin with? And people are like, why not Fraser exact match? Well, because broad match gives us that broad, the broad view of what customers are typing in. It's going to fire on a lot more different search terms that people type in. So anyway, recently, I always do this. I go to my products and I look at, what's going on, and I look at my products from a customer perspective, and I try to search for my products based on what people are searching for in the Amazon search bar. And I try to think a little broader. So like when customers are looking for problem or solutions to their cat problems, right? What do they search for? And I remember back when I was searching for a solution, I would search for the best cat litter box for multiple cats, for odor control, that kind of thing. Well, if you use the Amazon search bar, you're going to find best cat litter box. You're going to see that the search bar tells you exactly what people are searching for. This is the best keyword tool you have at your disposal, right? So then what I can do is I can say, okay, you know what? I really want my product, other than those competitor keywords that are already working for them, I really want my product to show up under products that show up for best cat litter box for odor control. So since my product eliminates odor, I really want that to happen. So what I did is I took this phrase, best cat litter box for odor control, and I put this phrase into Andy's tool, which is Pandora. And what Pandora does is it will, I'm going to clear this out. So this is a competitor's ASIN. I pulled all of their, I learned through this process that people were actually buying my product under cat litters, not under cat litter boxes. So cat litter boxes, I was losing a ton of money. Because they're looking for cat litter boxes, and my product is not a cat litter box. It cleans the cat box. So if I wouldn't have done this exercise where I grabbed competitor keywords, or what I did was I did best litter box for odor control, and I put it here in Andy's tool, and I clicked search, and what this is going to do is it's going to pull all the ASINs on Amazon that are ranking for that keyword phrase. And then I can grab all of those ASINs, and I can literally with a click of a button, I can click copy ASINs, and I could put all of them at once into a product targeting campaign. And that's what I did. I did this originally. So I selected here, and I clicked copy ASINs, and I created a new campaign, product targeting, and I targeted all of those ASINs. And then when I came back a week later to see what I was actually doing well under and what I was not doing well under, I found But I was selling better at a lower A cost and showing up on page one inside of those product listings for cat litter. And had I not done this exercise where I took a broader view and looked at multiple different things, I basically blindly accepted Andy's tool, copied these ASINs and put them in there and just saw where it went. And I thought, oh man, I'm definitely gonna, you know, people are gonna see these bad reviews on these cat litter boxes and they're gonna see my product right inside that product page and they're gonna click mine. So, but they didn't in many cases. They were there looking for a litter box, so they didn't choose mine. In some cases they did. On the litter boxes that were more expensive than my product with bad reviews, I got a few buys. But the A cost was a little higher because I spent more on clicks. So in the case of the cat litter, wherever I was targeting cat litter, it was really interesting because I would get just one click and it was an immediate buy. So I would never discover that had I not taken a broader view. So that's what I suggest. If you're wanting to rank for specific keywords, what you want to do is start with a broad match campaign where you can throw in your competitors' keywords and really look at who's clicking, or not who's clicking, but what clicks you're getting on what keywords, and then go in and then create those keywords as phrase and exact match. I like to put them in the same campaign so that I can compare them, because sometimes phrase will convert better and sometimes exact. But most importantly, people, if you get nothing else out of this video that I'm doing for you today, I need you to go on Amazon and actually check where your ad is showing up. So what do I mean like that? By that? I mean, if you got, you know, 15 clicks or you've got two orders, you can actually go into your campaigns and search and sort by orders and sort by spend. If you've gotten a whole bunch of clicks, but no orders on Cat Litter Breeze Hood, right? And you come over here and you go into Amazon, you put it right in the search bar and you look for your ad. And if your ad is not showing up, if you can't find it in multiple pages, well, then you might wonder, okay, can the customer find it either? So if you've gotten a bunch of clicks, but you're on page 20, then you should test a higher bid and see if you can find your ad. Because if you're on page one for this particular search term, you may get more orders every time, because when customers see something at the top of the page, they order. So Sean's question of how do I make sure that those specific keywords that I know are going to work, how do I make sure I'm at the top of the page? You set your bid, you ensure it's relevant in your listing, right? Or in your backend keywords, you set your bid to just higher than the top end of the bid range. And then you let it run for a few days and you go in there and you check where your ad is showing up. And if your ad is not showing up in a premium place, you need to increase your bid until it is showing up in a premium place. And you need to make sure that it's showing up. And then you use that data to decide whether you buy more or don't buy more. And the funny thing is, look at these cat litter pads. This was another thing. Look at this. So cat litter pads, Amazon Basics. I'm going to scroll down here. And this was one of the ones that I was actually advertising under. And I don't see my ad. Oh, you know why I don't see my ad? Because my ads are actually day-parted. So my ads only run certain parts of the day. So Andy's tool, I think it might be, there it is. It's right there. So for me, I must be advertising against this lemon scent one, because right there, my ad is on the first page. So what I could do now is go back to fresh scent, since I know that's the parent, and I can add that to my product targeting campaign. And then I can show up on Fresh Scent as well, because I've gotten some great conversions for that. And maybe I would get more conversions for Fresh Scent instead of Lemon Scent, since it's the parent that pops up. Anyway, you guys get the idea. What you're going to do is those keywords that are converting for you, you want to check your ad placement and make sure that it's good. And if it's not good, you want to increase your bid. If it is good, you're at the top of the page and you're getting a ton of clicks and nobody's buying. That means that there's either a problem with your listing or there's no intent to buy behind that keyword. So for example, I was targeting cat litter boxes. And if I'm getting a ton of clicks, but no buys, it's because people are like, no, I'm looking for a cat litter box and yours is not a cat litter box, right? So why would I continue spending all that money? So what I do, I don't pause that keyword. I just lower the bid. I go very, very low, because if you've ever taken sales training, a customer needs to see your product many, many times before they make a bidding decision. So I don't need my ad to show up at the top of the page, but am I willing to pay 10 cents for it to show up as somebody scrolling through and go, oh, I've seen that before somewhere. Oh, let me just click on it and check it out. Oh, okay. I'm willing to spend that 10 cents for that instead of pausing it and not having an ad at all. So it lowers my spend, it lowers my ACoS. Anyway, those are my tips today for ranking for specific keywords. Start with a broad match campaign, pull your competitors' keywords, do product targeting, see what works, see where your ad is, increase your bids accordingly, decrease your bids accordingly, and do well. And then the last thing, you guys, and this is a whole nother topic. The last thing is, you got to run external traffic. If you are not running external traffic off of Amazon, you're missing out. You're missing out. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, Amy, that's a lot. That's a lot for me to learn. I can't learn that right now. I don't have the capacity. Just go and at least take my Google Ads course. It's $95, less than an hour of time with me. And I teach you how to create Google Ads, how to optimize them. Google Ads are average 10 cents per click. They look super diverse to Amazon's algorithm, and it's going to rank your product way better than anything on Amazon ever would. So if you're not spending $5 a day on Google Ads, you're missing out. You're so missing out, because I can guarantee you, if you search Google for your competitors' products, that main keyword, and then add Amazon to the end, they're running ads. Yep. Okay, we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, sellerseo.com, and amazingathome.com.